Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and with me is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. Well, it's been all over the news and dominating all pretty much everything you see and hear, the earthquake and subsequent tsunami in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
It's really just a horrible turn of events. Obviously, we all are thinking about our friends in Japan and what they're going through. There are certainly some economic ripples to this that perhaps folks in Minnesota might not have considered.
Yeah, well, you know, we think of Japan as being a big trade partner with the U.S., which it is. It's probably one of our biggest customers after Canada. But it's also a really big customer of Minnesota, and particularly in ag products and also in things like computer technology and other finished manufacturing products.
So this is something that, you know, never really even occurred to me. You know, of course, we think initially of the human side of this story.
Mm-hmm.
And hoping and praying that, you know, people survive and that they're able to get on with their lives and have some hope. But, it came to my attention recently that we trade a great deal of agricultural products, in particular with Japan. A lot of exports of pork products go
mm-hmm.
to Japan.
Yeah, pork, and then also corn and soybeans. They import a lot of grains for finishing products there, and also for animal feed. And so Minnesota is a very large supplier. Japan is actually the third largest customer to the state. And
wow.
A large percentage of our agricultural products actually go to that country. And so, you know, there's a lot of speculation about what now, you know, what's
sure.
going to happen. And, you know, and of course, what we've been seeing on the news is just, to be honest, it makes it look like the whole country has collapsed. But, you know, it's a large part of the country, but it's not the entire country.
Right. I mean, there's certainly a great deal of the country of Japan that was relatively unblemished from this thing. But, you know, certainly everyone's concerned about the safety and welfare of the people in the northern parts of that country.
Right. Yeah. And those are the parts that, you know, that's the area that everybody's going to be concentrating on. They will, you know, obviously need to be moving food up there. But Japan apparently has very large stockpiles of food. You know, they're a small country. They're heavily dependent on exports. And so they're also a very prepared country. They stockpile
right.
things. And so they should be able to handle things fairly well. Of, you know, more concern is probably as you know, beyond the loss of life, is the damage to the infrastructure.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be very hard to move things around the country for a long time. And then also just the fact of getting people in houses again.
Right, particularly up in that part of the country where there was just so much physical damage
mm-hmm.
from the earthquake and so forth. But, let's hope for as swift a recovery as possible in that country. And certainly the whole world is providing aid. And we're just, our hearts and thoughts go out to the folks in Japan. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.